AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A 51-year-old prison worker is under arrest in upstate New York. She's charged with helping two convicted killers escape last week. The prosecutor says Joyce Mitchell admitted to providing them with contraband. As she's being booked, about 800 officers are fanning out, trying to find the two inmates.
We're coming for you, and we will not stop until you are caught.
State Police Major Charles Guess warns residents that the two are probably cold and wet and hungry, making them even more dangerous. House Republicans say that they will try to repair the president's trade agenda bill, which went down in flames today at the Capitol.
House Democrats voted by more than 3-1 against a measure to help workers displaced by trade, taking the president's fast-track legislation down with it, even though that provision was narrowly approved. The rejection came despite a personal plea from the president to House Democrats to approve his trade agenda. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi led her caucus in turning a deaf ear.
Its defeat, sad to say, is the only way that we will be able to slow down the fast track.
House Republican leaders who support fast track say they'll try again as soon as next week. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Federal prosecutors want to keep some evidence in the case against former House Speaker Dennis Hastert a secret. They filed a motion today. Hastert's accused of paying hush money to keep past misconduct a secret. Does it matter if the head of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington is black or white? There have been questions about Rachel Dezall's race. Now her parents have come out and say that she is white and falsely portraying herself as African-American. Foo Fighters singer Dave Grohl might need a monkey wrench to help fix his leg. He fell off a stage during a concert in Sweden, but able to keep on playing for the show. This is AP Radio News. Author Harper Lee may have been stunned by her success with To Kill a Mockingbird, but auctioneers are stunned that a collection of letters in which she wrote about that failed to meet the opening bid.
Christie's predicted the six letters by Harper Lee would fetch as much as $250,000 at auction, but they failed to sell when they did not meet the owner's reserve price. The typed and signed letters were written to Lee's friend, architect Harold Caulfield, in New York between 1956 and 61. One captures her stunned reaction to the runaway success of To Kill a Mockingbird, which was published in 1960. Harper Lee, who is 89 and lives in an assisted living facility in Alabama, has famously published nothing since. Her novel Go Set a Watchman, which was written before Mockingbird but takes place 20 years later, is to be released next month. Warren Levinson, New York.
Two of B.B. King's daughters have enlisted a high-power attorney involved in the Trayvon Martin case and the Ferguson police shooting to investigate their father's estate. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.